USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
New data from Oxford University shows Israel has administered more COVID-19 vaccinations than any other nation, with over 1 million people receiving a shot. As countries like the United States fall behind on immunization goals, Israel has given coronavirus doses to over 10% of its population of 9.2 million since December 19th. Legendary broadcaster Larry King is at Caesars Sinai Medical Center in Los Angeles, California, with COVID-19. Mr. King is in isolation and not permitted to have any visitors, including from his family. Pregnant and lactating women were not a part of the clinical trials for the COVID-19 vaccines, but most experts say it's safe for them to get vaccinated. As of December 11th, the Advisory Committee on Immunization Practices issued an interim recommendation for the Pfizer-BioNTech drug to be given to all Americans over the age of 16. USA Radio News.
Rockstar Radio. Did you know this station, this network, is looking for their next rock star broadcaster? That's right, we are. And it could be you. It could be you interviewing the guests, talking to the newsmakers right in the middle of everything. Have you ever dreamed of being a rock star show host? Now could be your chance. Together with this station, we'll help you with everything you need. The studios, the equipment, your own producer, a co-host if you'd like, and so much more. Broadcasting is changing. There's never been a need for fresh voices and unique opinions like there is right now. You can do this. Our professional team will guide you every step of the way. Sound effects, show content, building your social network media, and everything you need to be the next rock star broadcaster. Get all the details. Email Bill at rockstar.today. That's Bill at rockstar.today. To get started with your own show, email Bill at rockstar.today. That's Bill at rockstar.today. Don't wait. You could be the next voice for America. Email Bill at rockstar.today.
Let's catch up with college football bowl season. USA Radio News' Dan Naraki has more.
Bowl season wrapped up Saturday with four games on the schedule. Ole Miss upset number 11 Indiana 26-20 in the Outback Bowl. Kentucky rushed for 281 yards to beat number 23 NC State 23-21 in the Gator Bowl. Number 10 Iowa State beat number 25 Oregon in the Fiesta Bowl 34-17. And number 5 Texas A&M pulled away from number 13 North Carolina late for a 41-27 victory in the Orange Bowl. The final game of the college football season is set to come on January 11th, when number 1 Alabama and number 3 Ohio State will square off for the national championship. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
Tony Romo will not call Sunday's game between the Cardinals and Rams for CBS because of COVID-19 protocols, the network announced Saturday. Boomer Esiason will take Romo's place alongside Jim Nantz for Week 17, scheduled for 4:25 p.m. Eastern. CBS did not say if Romo tested positive for coronavirus or has been in close contact with someone who has. USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and auto pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
A former National Basketball Association All-Star has died. USA Radio News' Jeremy Scott has the story.
He's unbelievable. Westfall! What a sequence by Paul Westfall!
Paul Westfall got it done on the floor and on the sidelines. He spent much of his career with the Phoenix Suns. The team announced his death Saturday at the age of 70. Westfall was reportedly diagnosed with brain cancer last summer, just a few months before he was enshrined in the Naismith Memorial Basketball Hall of Fame.
I know I'm not larger than life. One person congratulating me for being selected said, "Hey, now you're immortal." No. Immortality doesn't come from basketball.
Westfall played collegiately at USC and was drafted by the Boston Celtics in 1972. He was a five-time NBA All-Star. From the USA Radio News Oregon Bureau, I'm Jeremy Scott.
The Phoenix Suns tweeted Saturday, "Westy will not be immortalized for just playing basketball. He will be remembered for how he lived his life and how he treated others." Singer-songwriter Brad Paisley is starting 2021 on a positive note. Local Nashville, Tennessee musician Buck McCoy was one of many downtown residents displaced by the Christmas Day blast. The entertainer also lost his cat Molly, which was reunited with him on New Year's Eve thanks to the help of local police officers. McCoy released a video shared on TMZ that Paisley was very supportive, going as far as gifting him a new fancy guitar autographed by the star himself. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.